The conversation takes us into the world of music, and we've got another KZN artist to share with you today, although these days she'll be found very, very far away from home. Nkobile Mqunu, otherwise known as Tali Monan, grew up in KZN, and her music is very firmly rooted in and intertwined with her Zulu culture. But her voice has taken her all over the world, from studying in Paris and the USA to performing at the Montreux Jazz Festival, where she opened for Chick Corea. More recently, she gave an absolutely sensational command performance at the Nelson Mandela Centenary celebrations in Beijing. She also headlined at the Hong Kong International Jazz Festival. And in fact, it is Hong Kong that she calls home these days. And it's in Hong Kong that we find her for this phone call. Although she still obviously has very deep roots in South Africa and sees herself as a musical ambassador for our country. Tali Monan, welcome to Cape Talk. It's lovely to have you with us.
Hi, Tata. Thanks for having me.
It's a great, great pleasure. I know you grew up in a home surrounded by jazz music, Tali. Who would you say were your earliest influences as a musician?
I think in the early days, I guess as a kid, just discovering the music, I wasn't so well versed in the jazz and jazz standards of the time. It was more contemporary jazz that we were listening to. With my parents, your Michael Franks and your Pat Metheny's. And I guess as I then went to study more formally, I was then introduced to people like Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan, which I took quite a liking to and sort of tried to emulate at the time until I, you know, found my own voice and my own place.
Your own voice and your own place and your own name. Tali, I mean, talk to us about how you straddle the two worlds, because you're very much an international performer these days, and yet so much of your music is so wrapped up in your South African identity. Do you like wearing two hats on one stage?
I don't think of it as two hats. I think it all comes naturally because it comes from experience, you know, the traveling and going from Durban to Joburg to then international. It becomes a part of you as a person, and you carry that on you. And it just expresses itself whenever you speak, however you interact with people, and for sure through your music as well. So in creating the album that I have, I think it was just a mixture of all that, you know, is part of me, including my songs, which are in Zulu, and of course then songs which are in Portuguese, and again the American jazz standards. It's all just, you know, what's a part of me. So I don't see it as having to sort of switch or code switch.
It's a wonderful melting pot. And I mean, the album you referenced was your debut, 24 Strathair, which came out in late 2018. And I saw it referenced as something of a love letter to both your African musical roots and your love for the great American songbook and contemporary jazz. Now, talk to us a little bit about lockdown in Hong Kong and what a performing artist does through the months of lockdown over there.
Oh my gosh, it's been quite a thing. I'll tell you, for me, it's been a, it's strange because I just had my baby
about
4 months ago. Yes, so during the whole time, basically of a lockdown and restriction for musicians to perform, I was right at the end of my pregnancy, and then just with a new infant, so I was out of the game anyway. Actually, so I guess I didn't, you know, really experience the worst of it, but it was quite tough. And now the restrictions have just been lifted for musicians to perform. So it's really brought so much, so much more joy and relief, you know, to myself and my fellow musicians, because it's been quite a tough time. Yeah. People did do online shows. I did one as well. Some online shows that people could tune into. But I mean, you know, it's not the same. Having an audience right in front of you is ideal.
Tali, we're going to play out the show today with your performance of So Sublime, which I believe is one of the tracks that had absolutely enthralled the audience, particularly at the Jazz on the Lake Festival in Hangzhou, China, when you performed there. Tell us a little bit about your ambitions for the future before we go back a little bit and play a song from your previous album. Are you planning to take some time to enjoy motherhood? Are you planning to get back on stage as soon as you can? Are new albums in the making? Where to from here?
I actually in the process of working on my second album right now. I just got back together with my band a few weeks ago, and we're gonna get into the studio soon. So I'm really excited about that, and hopefully performance opportunities opening up as well soon, and hopefully definitely going back to that Jazz on the Lake festival next year. It's been postponed to next year, but definitely I'll be keeping people posted via my social media accounts and such. Mm-hmm. Of any new developments.
And if they like what they hear of the song or those social media accounts, what are they looking for in terms of hashtags, websites, Insta platforms? Where should we be sending our listeners to find more of your music?
Right, so it's Tali Mona across the board. So Instagram, it's at Tali Monin, more phonetically said, mm-hmm. at Tali Monin. And on Twitter as well, it's at Tali Monin. And then on Facebook, Tali Monin as well.
Tali Monin, lovely to have you with us on the show today, speaking to us from Hong Kong. We've really enjoyed having you with us, and our very best wishes to you for the future. Let's give you a taste of her music. This is So Sublime.
Tali Monin. And the World Jazz Compendium. Heavenly star in the night, guiding sentinel of peace and light, sharing the love you have in your heart, like a flame forever you will never die. And through the ages of time we'll remember your spirit so sublime. Chosen by chances of fate, you had little time to hesitate. Helping us in so many ways, making our lives brighter, bringing better days. And through the ages of time, we'll remember your spirit so sublime.
Because that voice is so sublime. That is the voice of Tali Monin, Kobile Mkunuwe, as she's known here at home, but making waves on the international jazz scene. And look out for a new album. Let's hope it comes sooner rather than later.